What's up, y'all? It's the Black Boy Talks podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith, and today I got a very special podcast for you guys. And I'm gonna throw a little ad in here, so make sure you go to, you know, my Facebook, Elijah Smith, no H in Elijah, and make sure you go and purchase, you know, my training program, my meal plan, and get you some, you know, training. But without further ado, I want to present you guys with how to burn fat. Now, this is like one of those concepts that, you know, a lot of people kind of, you know, misconstrue, or like, I wouldn't say get wrong, because everybody's body and everybody's perception and everybody's views are different. But my personal opinion on what's worked for me on how to burn fat, you know, the right way and a healthy way, and not, you know, starve yourself, because that's ultimately not, you know what I'm saying, the right way to burn fat. So what I did when I first started my workout journey, so I cut out sugar. Number one, sugar is definitely going to kill your gains because it's packed with fat. Like, sugar getting into your bloodstream is going to cause fat cells and, you know, a whole lot of scientific rah-rah. But to put it in simple terms, basically, the sugar breaks down into your system and it doesn't go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? It just stores into your blood cells, and ultimately, you know what I'm saying, it causes fat, and that's what builds up over time. You know, a lot of things consist of sugar, bread, chips. So what you want to do is you want to cut down, you know what I'm saying, your calorie intake, which means you have to go on a calorie deficit. A calorie deficit is basically eating less calories than you normally would. And let's say you eat 1,200 calories a day. A calorie deficit would you be going down to 500 calories a day. Now, what this does is it's going to reset your system. Depending on, you know, the amount of calories and the nutrients you're getting, you know, by going into the calorie deficit, you don't just stop eating. You know what I'm saying? Just eat less, you know, BS. No, you want to cut your calories down. You want to eat more stuff like eggs and rice. You know what I'm saying? You want to eat whole wheat. You want to eat grains. You want to get a lot of fiber. So what fiber does is it breaks down, you know what I'm saying, your feces in your stomach, you know what I'm saying, breaks down those little, you know what I'm saying, very hard to get rid of fat storages, if you will, I guess. Basically, fiber basically breaks down, you know what I'm saying, stomach acid, and it allows you to move your bowels. Might have said that wrong, but y'all get what I'm saying. Y'all get what I'm saying. But what also will work for me is I walked more. You know what I'm saying? For those of you who are not runners, who are not people who, you know what I'm saying, are willing to go out and run, you know what I'm saying, just getting 10,000 miles a day, 10,000 steps a day will help you burn fat. So number one, we got going into a calorie deficit, meaning eating less calories than you normally would throughout the day, but you're not eating garbage. You're eating healthy foods, vegetables, you know, eggs and rice, fish, eating a lot of healthy stuff to bring down that weight. And another thing you can implement is jump roping. Now, a lot of us used to jump rope when we were younger, you know what I'm saying, and I don't know how they got lost in the sauce somehow, but you want to jump rope, you know what I'm saying, get at least 120 skips a day. You know, you can do it after a workout, you can do it before you run, after you run, it really doesn't matter. It's all on your body, your preference. But another way you can, you know, effectively burn fat is by consuming more protein. Now, protein is the building block when it comes to burning fat, and it's also the building block when it comes to building muscle. Without enough protein, you will not be effectively building muscle or burning fat. And if you want to do both, you have to keep your protein intake at a certain level. Now, protein breakdown. Protein you take, of course, is for recovery. It's for building muscle and burning fat. What protein does is it breaks down the fat that's in your muscles, that's stored in your muscles, and it turns it into, you know, it tears it down, and then it builds it back up, basically. And it's also a great way to recover, you know, from an intense workout. So protein, you want to be in at least 100 grams of protein per, no, sorry. You want to be in 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And I know you've heard this before, but it's very effective. So another thing you can do is you can track your calories. So let's say you weigh 140 something pounds. That means you will have to eat anywhere between 3,200 calories to 3,500 calories, depending on your weight range, within the 140s up to 150s. So what you would do is you could download an app, or you could download, or you can, you know, count them manually. So what you do is you take the amount of calories that you're eating, I mean, the amount of protein that you're eating in everyday food, and you just add it, and you add it up to that specific goal that you're trying to reach. So let's say you're trying to get to 160. So you will go into the app, you would type in your body, you know, you would type in your height, you would type in your weight, and then it'll calculate how many calories you need based off of, you know, your body composition, or in layman's terms, your genetic makeup, or how you were born. So with that being said, you can track calories. Make sure you're tracking your calories every day, tracking your calories, tracking your protein intake. You want to kind of really want to do both, because calories is very important as well, but it also is what you're eating. Like, you can't track your calories if you're eating, you know what I'm saying, a bag of chips or some candy. You can't track that. That's sugar. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a good thing to track. So you want to get macronutrients. So your macros is total fat. Fat should be below a certain percentage. You want to be getting a low total fat. Like, when you read the back of the label and it says total fat, you want to be getting not that much. You want to be aiming for at least zero, if not probably 5 grams. But you want to be keeping your fat, you know, your total fat down in whatever food you're eating. And you want to make sure the protein is high. So you want to eat more calories, but you want to eat even more protein if you want to build muscle. That only applies if you're trying to build muscle. You don't have to go into a calorie deficit to build muscle. That's basically doing the opposite of being in a calorie deficit. A calorie surplus would be to eat more food, and a calorie deficit is to eat less food. So with that being said, yeah, you want to keep your total fat percentage low, and it's going to drop body weight. You know what I'm saying? It's going to drop weight. Sorry. It's going to drop weight. And you want to track those things. You know what I'm saying? It's very important. It's very important. Especially if you want to, you know, have that six pack that everybody's trying to get. I don't understand. We all have a natural six pack. It's just, you got to shred body weight. Shred fat. You know, bring your body weight percentage down to a certain percentage to reveal the abs that you already have. We all have abs built in us, you know, from birth. We just put on weight and different things, but it's not about that. It's about burning fat. So keep your protein intake high. Certain exercises you can do is walk, you know, jump rope, 120 skips a day. You wanna, you know what I'm saying, get 10,000 steps a day at least. You can jump rope before and after. Another great way to build to burn fat is to do strength training. Strength training is lifting weights. That's also a great fat burner. The next one you can do is doing HIIT workouts, high intensity training. High intensity training is doing multiple movements and at once. Let's say you got a lunge. You can turn that lunge into a split lunge, where you're doing a lunge, you know, you're jumping into the lunge, you know, on both sides of your legs. or you can do burpees. Burpees isn't a great workout. It causes a lot of injuries, and you like your lower back and your legs and stuff like that. So burpees is not good. You can do mountain climbers. You can do a lot of different things. You can do a squat jump. You know what I'm saying? Like you squat, you go into a squat, and then instead of just coming straight up and standing, you kind of jump with it. You can do a lot of these things. You can do I'm trying to think of the sit-up variation. I can't think of it right now, but Russian twist is terrible for, you know, developing abs. Now, we're not even in that topic, but I know y'all listening. Y'all probably want to, you know, hear, how do I get abs? How do I get abs? I'm already in a calorie deficit. You know, I'm already eating right, but my abs just won't show. So with that being said, you want to keep your core stable with any movement that you do. You know, keep your core stable, and it's going to naturally, you know what I'm saying, reveal your abs. Maybe get your body fat percentage a little bit low, you know, to build abs. Burning fat is very, you know what I'm saying, very controversial topic, because it's a lot of different ways to burn fat. What really helped me was you can even do a sport like kickboxing or boxing. That's another great way to burn fat, and you don't even have to pay money to go to a gym and, you know what I'm saying, do kickboxing or boxing. You can go right in, you know what I'm saying, go right in your basement or in your room. You can shadow box, you know what I'm saying, set your time for 30 seconds a round of shadow boxing. So a lot of different ways to burn fat. You just gotta move. You know what I'm saying? You can't stay stagnant or have an office job and expect to burn fat if you're not, you know what I'm saying, effectively working it. So it's not going to work. But what you can do is you can implement these, you know, new things that you know now to effectively burn fat. It works. A lot of this stuff works for different people. But as long as you're eating right, as long as you're eating high nutrients, low fat, high protein foods, nutritionist foods, you should be all right. You know, you should drop body weight anyway without even doing anything, really. But if you want to really see good results, you have to eat and work out. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, working out is 10% of results. You know what I'm saying? It's 80% of what you eating. Like, you can't be eating crap. And I know, and I'm not trying to, you know, change your perception of food. You can eat whatever the hell you want. It's just if you're trying to reach a goal, you have to switch up certain things. Nobody said you have to stop completely. You don't got to stop eating completely of what you want. It's just prioritizing nutrients. Nutritionist, high nutritionist value food, you know, that has a positive effect, not a negative. And you kind of, I wouldn't say cheat, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not really cheating on anything. You know what I'm saying? All you're doing is cheating yourself out of getting more results than you already could have. But that's not the case. The case is you want to keep your, you know, your nutrients up. You want to keep your protein up. Keep your total fat low. You know, keep your carbohydrates low. You know, and keep your sugar low. And you want to keep your saturated fat low. So when you read the back of a label, it's going to say saturated fat, total fat, total carbohydrates, total sugar, you know, included sugar, added sugar, however you want to put it, whatever you're looking at. So what you want to look for is, and make sure you're paying attention because this is very important. So you want to look for total fat, keep that low. Total carbohydrates, it depends on what you have for carbohydrates. Because carbohydrates, they break down in your cells, and that transfers into muscle, into energy, you know, for your workout or for whatever, you know, strenuous activity that you're doing, the hard labor activity that you're doing. So you want to, that depends on the food item, total carbohydrates. The total fat is what you want to aim for, because you want healthy fats. Fats is not bad. It's not a bad thing as long as it's healthy. Like a healthy fat would be tuna. A healthy fat would be fish, shrimp, chicken, steak, certain ground beef. You know, those turkey ground beef. Those are healthy fats. Unhealthy fats would be chips, cookies, candy. You know what I'm saying? Bread, cereal, a whole lot of oil. You know, different things like that. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Well, mustard is actually good, but y'all get the point. So you want to be looking at these things on the label. The label is everything. You want to look at the ingredients. You don't want to be eating soy. You don't want to be eating, you know, a lot of this stuff. It shouldn't be dairy. For a lot of people that's lactose intolerant, it should be, you know what I'm saying, healthy fats like chicken, fish. Tuna is considered fish. Healthy fats like that. Now, y'all got the breakdown. I gave y'all, you know, a starting point. All you got to do is put the results, put the work in, and you'll get the results. You know, you want to make sure that you're following these steps to the T if you want to really see results. And also, make sure you purchase. Make sure, this is very important. Don't listen to this, okay? This can change your life. This can change your life. Now, you want to purchase my meal plan, my workout routine, and my training session. I will make sure I implement all the nutritional value you need from every possible food. I will make sure I give you superfoods that'll boost your results. And I will give you natural remedies to burn, you know what I'm saying, more fat, you know, at a faster rate. Now, with that being said, it's the Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm Black Boy Elijah Smith. That was the How to Burn Fat episode. I hope y'all enjoyed, man. Follow me on Instagram at Elijah Smith 10, no H in Elijah. Follow me on Facebook, Elijah Smith, no H in Elijah. And follow me on Twitter at I am Elijah Smith, no H in Elijah. Peace.